coming up and standing in front of a bunch of business people and saying, hey, I struggle with poverty mindset. That's brave, dude. But you know what? I think more of us deal with it than not. You are listening to The Weekly Parody, a podcast for unconventional leaders who are dedicated to stepping up, using their voice, and making an impact in this world. Hey, my friends, welcome to today's episode. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host. Today is Fidget Friday, so it is just me and you for about 10 minutes where I share with you things that are making me fidget, squirm in my own life because I am with you in this process of trying to level up and just become all that I know I'm called to be. So I'm just sharing honestly with you my own process and things that are going on in my own mind and things I'm struggling with. Here is something heavy. Already, let's just start our Friday off with a really heavy subject, but this is so real for me right now. You know, when you get started in building something, your business, whatever, you think it's all tactical. You think that you have a knowledge problem. I need to learn more. I don't know this. And there is an element of that 100%. Absolutely. Hello, tutorial. How you doing? What's up, YouTube? I'm all about that. There are skills that we have to gain. But one thing that is just slapping me in the face right now, in a good way and in a really crappy way, is the realization that a lot of my limitations are not knowledge issues, they're mindset issues. Now, me admitting that is hard because I feel as though I invest a lot of time in my mindset and I'm positive and I've come a long, long way. So yes, I've learned a lot, but the deeper and deeper I go into my work, I realize how many roadblocks there are there and they're mental. And I want to share with you one of them today that is super personal. It's super real and hard to admit, but it's just my truth right now. I am working really hard to overcome a poverty mindset. I was at a conference last week and this woman stood up and asked a question. And she was nervous, visibly nervous. And she even said, hey, I kind of hate asking this question, but this is really real for me right now. How do you overcome the fear of poverty and money and the guilt of saying, I want to be successful? She then began to share how she grew up in poverty and this new exposure to entrepreneurship and building something is just really digging up some heavy things for her. It was dead silent in the room. And after it was over, I knew I wanted to talk to her. So of course I went over to her and I just wrapped my arms around her. And I just said, man, I feel you. I understand. I could identify with every word that came out of her mouth. And she said, so many people have said, thank you. I've struggled with that too. And she said that she was so nervous sharing that part of her because it's almost embarrassing saying it sometimes. I mean, really anything that your part of your story can be embarrassing if you let it be. But she thought, is anybody going to be able to relate to this? Because everybody in the room, you know, kind of has that successful, positive mindset air about them, which is awesome. We all want that. So coming up and standing in front of a bunch of business people and saying, hey, I struggle with poverty mindset. That's brave, dude. But you know what? I think more of us deal with it than not. And I'm not sure I'm sure there's different levels of poverty mindset. I can only speak from my own experience. But I'm really starting to see how that is affecting me in my life. And here are a few ways it's affecting me. And I just want to share it with you. Not charging enough, feeling awkward when I share my prices, thinking about making good money, any of that stuff I kind of naturally cringe at. And I don't think that's right. Now, this could be a 45-minute episode. That's long for me. That's real long because I don't like long episodes. About a whole bunch of different things. There are big picture issues in the world with poverty. And, you know, us in America, we are so blessed. We're in the top percent. So I don't want to sit here and argue about all that. But this is what I want to say about this. I think part of my poverty mindset comes from not having money growing up. But I think another part of my poverty mindset is growing up in a religion that says people who make money are bad, people who make money are evil, that you need to be lowly and poor and scrape and struggle and all of this. But you know what? This year, I have had so many close friends go through tragedy. Tragedy, man. And they needed money. And we were able to give some, but it broke my heart that I wasn't able to just take care of it. Take care of that huge bill. Take care of that tragedy and just pay for everything, because that's what I want to do. So how can we help people? How can we take care of bills and make huge impacts in people's lives if we squander, if we are ashamed of, if we mute, if we play down the desire and talent to make money that we have? And the fact that we do live in an amazing country and an amazing time where we can make incredible amounts of money, it's a shame that so many of us, myself included, are walking around defeated, feeling guilty and wrong to make the kind of money that we can make and do the kind of good that we can do. I saw Nicole Walters at the conference. Side note, she's amazing. What's up, Nicole? Me and her are going to be best friends, so I'm just calling it. I'm just speaking that out into existence. But one of the things that she said that just pierced my heart is she said, no one benefits when you play small. No one benefits when you play small. This Fidget Friday is not to lay guilt on anyone who has struggled with money or anything like that, but if you are in the position that you can generate income and get yourself a little more secure, get out of debt, that's not godly. You want to talk about godly? Like, that's not a godly thing. Get out of debt and be able to be in a position to help people more and make a bigger impact, especially here in America and especially with technology. We should be striving for that. What is wrong with it? You know, I grew up, my parents tried and they did so good. And it's like I almost hesitate even sharing all this because I love my family so much. And there was a lot of issues. Did you like that beautiful song that I did? But I know my dad really worked hard and he tried. And I've told you guys this before, but he came from the foster care system. And it's just a miracle he was even in my life, because statistically, he shouldn't have even been there. He was in and out of jail as a teenager and just went through some hell. And the fact that he was even present, I'm just so grateful for. But the fact is, we didn't have money. I grew up mostly in trailer parks. We didn't have new clothes and all kinds of stuff. I've told you guys about my education, that I was really didn't leave the house very much. I had a really weird childhood. And so coming out of that, the idea that you could have an education, that you could make something of yourself, that you could make money, I struggle really bad with breaking free from that feeling of unworthiness and that feeling of not enough and that feeling of other people are better than me and that feeling of shame and that feeling that it's wrong and I have to stay in my place, that I have a place at the table and that's where I have to stay. I struggle with that. And I know in my mind that's wrong, but in my heart, like, that's really hard for me at times. And I'm 30. How old am I? I don't want to think about that. Let's just say I'm over 30. Let's leave it at that. But man, it's been a work in progress. You know, I went back to school. You guys, if you want to hear my education story, you can listen to the very first episode, episode 00. Even with going through school and even with starting to make money and starting a business and all of that, I've noticed these blocks that I can only get so far until I break free from another mindset issue. And then when I break free from that, there's another mindset issue, and it's constantly leveling up in your mind. And I don't have all the answers because I haven't fully broke free from it, but I just wanted to share with you that I'm really aware right now that that's present in my business. And so the actions that I'm taking right now is I'm reading a lot of books around money and giving and impact and the tie to all of that. I'm listening to a lot of podcasts and teachings about this issue, because when you really dig into our mind, it's called brain plasticity. And it's the idea that the thoughts that you have strengthen these neurological connections in your brain. And the more and more you focus on it, the stronger and stronger that connection makes. And so in order to restructure your brain, side note, we can restructure our brains. Look up brain plasticity. It's the most amazing thing. You have to start slowly integrating new habits and new thoughts and putting more attention to them, putting more emotion towards those, and slowly those negative thoughts, those that bondage that you had, slowly starts to weaken, and you can actually rewire new thoughts and a new way of thinking in your mind. It's the sickest thing ever. Our brains are so cool. So I wanted to share that just so you know that, first of all, I struggle with this. It's something very real in my life, that deep sense of worthiness, I guess it comes down to, and also tell you that there is hope. There is hope. We can beat this. You can beat it. I can beat it. We can overcome this. It's just a matter of becoming super intentional with learning and filling our minds with life and positivity and things that stir you. You know, you shouldn't feel defeated about your life. You shouldn't feel limited. You shouldn't feel like you are handed cards and that's just it. Surround yourself with things that fill you up, that make you feel hope and excitement, and be intentional with putting yourself in those positions. And also, too, just being around the right people. You know, I've had to unfollow like a crazy amount of people this year who are always speaking negativity, who have that poverty air in their lingo and their words and all of that. And just like, no, I am not accepting that in my life. Absolutely not. Because Heather Parody, mark my words, in a few years is going to be able to just take care of that bill, be able to take care of this stuff and do that. And I'm going to be intentional with it, but it starts not with a knowledge issue only. It really goes down to that deep, deep, deep things that it's hard to address. Your mindset, your past, mommy, daddy issues, the way you grew up. But it doesn't end there. Not today, devil. Not today. All right, guys. I love you so much. I'm in your corner. I'll see you Monday. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in Unconventional Leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.